The question was asked, as a soldier in the army, can one use a tuna fish can with tuna fish and oil as a chanukiah, sticking in a wick into the oil of the tuna fish and lighting your chanukiah. So the first thing you have to know is that you cannot do anything in the army unless the army approves it. You can't light a Hanukkah candle, you can't light a Hanukkah lamp, you can't do anything unless they approve it. They have their safety concerns, which are very important, not only in terms of not giving away your location when you're out in the fields, but also in terms of what's safe and what's not safe in tents and wherever you're located. So anything we're going to discuss is provided that the army approves it. And that's number one. You have to go with what they say. Number two, if you have a set location that you're going to spend the night, you have a tent, you have some kind of structure in which you're going to spend the night, then you have a beito, you have your house. And then you can have the mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles with a blessing. If you're out in the field, you don't have a house, so you'll light Hanukkah candles without a blessing. But if you have some kind of structure you're sleeping in, so that's your house for that night, so then you can light with a blessing. So then we come to the next question. What constitutes a chanukiah? What can you light? Technically, any cup, any vessel that has oil that will light, and you can light it with a wick, that's good. If you have a candle, if you have, it could be tuna fish oil with a wick, if it stays lit, that's kosher. Now, let's say it's the third night. Can you take three tuna cans and light them as three lights? So again, provided the army approves it, technically you could. If you want to be extra mehader, if you want to do things in an extra perfect way, there are those opinions that say that it should all be connected. So if you could put them together in some way, put them in a tin or something that connects them, that's a little bit better. I don't think you have to worry about that in the army. And there were many rabbis, including Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Abramsky, there were many rabbis who would light in cups. They didn't have any vessel that connected them. They would just take schnapps glasses, right? Whiskey shot glasses. And they put in oil and they put in a wick, and that's how they'd light their Hanukkah, and they didn't bother attaching it, and they weren't a soldier out in the field. So that's why technically, if that's what you can do, there's no problem doing it. If that's the flame that will stay lit, so then you can make a blessing and you can light it. And if you're short, so it's the eighth night, you don't have eight tuna cans. You have one tuna can that you can use. You have six tuna cans that you can use. So we say either you light one candle in honor of Hanukkah, or you light the correct number of that night. If you can't light enough for that night, so then light just one. What happens if you have five tuna cans that you could allow yourself to light, but there are five of you on base? Do you light all five, and then you did your mitzvah, you lit five candles? Or do you say, I'll light one, and I'll let other people light one to do their mitzvah? So that's what you should say. You should light one, because technically you did your mitzvah of lighting Hanukkah candles with lighting one. That's the basic mitzvah. Everything that we do on top of that is hidur mitzvah. It's a preferable way of doing the mitzvah. So you could make all the blessings on just one flame. And if other people will be able to light their flames by giving them the other tuna cans, then that's much better than you lighting all the tuna cans and fulfilling the number of the nights. So that's a better option. So again, before you do anything, you find out what the rules of the army are to make sure what you're doing is okay. If it's okay, so then first you see if you have a tent, if you have a house for that night. If you have a house, then you can definitely light whatever flame you say you can create out of a tuna can. If it's going to last for a half hour, then you can light that and make your blessings. If you have enough for the number of nights that it is, then you light that number. If not, you can light just one, and you can make a blessing over that.
What constitutes
beito? Odrega, on this topic?
Yeah.
Okay, but I think he was first. Yeah?
One question. If I go to France, like, for vacations, and I walk around Paris and I take out my kippah?
We'll get to you in a minute. Okay, that's a totally different topic. Yes?
So we're considering that there's tuna inside, however.
I don't know if he's talking about with tuna or without tuna. Whatever, whichever. Why?
Inside or not?
Yeah, there's tuna fish inside the can. And then there's oil on top, and you just put a
piece of paper on top of the oil and it soaks in, light the edges, and you have a big flame.
And it lasts a half hour?
It lasts a long time.
Okay.
The question regarding topic, so okay, there's tuna inside. Can you eat the tuna afterwards?
Sure.
Even if you did it as the flame is a mitzvah for Hanukkah.
So you should have in mind that whatever oil is used for the first half hour, that's the oil you're designating for the mitzvah, and that's not the oil you're going to eat. And then after a half hour, you could put it out and eat the tuna from the can, yes.
Isn't there an issue that you can't use a kli nishbar or something as a kli, as a chankiyah?
I don't think so. I think there's an issue that you shouldn't use a disgusting vessel, and a tuna can is obviously not the nicest of vessels, and that's why, if possible, we do get a nice Chanukiah, but he's talking about a soldier out in the fields.
Right.
He doesn't have that option, so if he doesn't have that option, that's okay.
Now, there's some material Chanukiah that are better, like is gold the best, or it doesn't matter?
This is the concept of Ze Eli Ve'anevehu. We say in Az Yashir, this is Hashem, and I will try to beautify him. How can I beautify Hashem? I can't. It means I will beautify the mitzvahs he gave me. So if I can, I buy a nice Chanukiah to light in. So that's a nice way of doing the mitzvah. I try to do mitzvot in a nice way. In everything we do, we try to do it nicely. So if you can, you get a nicer Chanukiah.
Can I go look up this Kli Nishbar? Because now I want to know whatever. Yeah. I just have a quick question on that. Is it can you put 8 wicks in one?
No. If you put up in 8 wicks and one, they'll end up connecting, and then you'll end up having this one big flame, and then you don't have anything. You can't. You have to. If you were able to make 8 holes in the tuna can, and put in 8 wicks that were thin enough that you could see that they were really 8 wicks, I don't think you could do that. I think it'll just reconnect in the end.
That's lawyers
that
they have.
Yeah, still. In general, the flame will attach it. I don't think it'll work, and then I don't think it'll. Realistically, I think that the realistic way is to do one. Yeah, there are a few other issues. You guys are actually asking questions that it says in Shulchan Aruch. Give me 1 second. It's actually a Gemara. Mila kara shemen. The Gemara actually asks your question. You knew the Gemara? The Gemara asks, if you fill a bowl with oil and you put in wicks. Just a second, I'll bring Shulchan Aruch, I'll read it to you. You guys will get a kick out of it. Your question is in Shulchan Aruch. Okay, so I'm reading you from the Shulchan Aruch, the question you asked. Shulchan Aruch, Siman Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, Sif Aleph, Sif Dalid. And the Shulchan Aruch is basically quoting a Gemara. Gemara in Talmud Tractate Shabbos says, Mila kara shemen v'kifa petilot. If a person filled a bowl with oil and then he put wicks inside. So that's what you're asking. You have your tuna container. You want to put in a few wicks. And then you'll have, let's say, 8 wicks on the 8th night. In kafa lakli, if you have a vessel for each wick, you cover each one with a vessel. So then you've ensured that the wicks won't connect, and then you lit it. So then, kol tila ola bishvil ner echad. So each wick will count on its own, and you've lit each one separately. Lo kafa lakli, but if you did not cover each wick with a vessel, so then afilu lo ner echad eino ole lefi shukim dura, doesn't count even as one wick, because the flames will connect and it'll become like a big fire. Haga says the Ramav, lachen yesh lizer la'amid anirot b'shura b'shaveh v'lo b'igul. That's why we have to put our Hanukkah wicks in a straight line and not put them in a circle, because that will end up looking like a big flame instead of separate flames. And then he brings that you could light in a candelabra, because a candelabra has a bunch of branches coming out of it. So that's why I suggested that in the tuna can, if instead of taking off the top, You can make a few holes in the tuna can and put in wicks in those holes. So long as you have a big separation so the wicks don't unite, then I can imagine a situation where you see 2, 3, maybe you could even get 4 wicks lit so that it's very discernible that there are 4 separate wicks and 4 separate flames. But I don't know if you can do more than that. I'd be surprised. Even 4 is cutting it close. And this is where you have a distinct separation because you put each wick in a different hole in the tuna can.
But in that case, if they would be separate, would you still have to have them in a straight line, or could you have it on 4 on each corner?
Right, that's a good question. So ideally, they should be in a straight line.
6, 3, and 9.
Lechatchila, it should be in a straight line. Ideally, it should be in a straight line. Lechatchila, yes. So again, lechatchila, you could also be yotze with 1. You don't need more than 1. So lechatchila, you should have it in a straight line. What's the difference in a desperate situation? What's the difference if you do it a straight line or not?
Well, because if you get as close to the ideal as possible. If getting closer to the ideal than doing just 1 flame is to do 4 flames on 12, 6, 3, and 9 hour degrees, why not? What would be more preferable?
I'll tell you, technically, from a halachic perspective, your question is correct, because their candelabras were round. And even so, it says you could light in that, even though you would have a central branch, and then branches coming out from it that were in a circle or in a semicircle, and that was okay. So you see that you could make a chanukiah when each light, when each flame has a separate branch, and it's distinct. So then even though they're not in a straight line, that would still be kosher. But today I've never seen anyone do that. I've never
more in the crown shape?
Correct. So today I've never seen anyone do that. So it certainly seems like we're careful to maintain that straight line, and that's why I would not do that. But technically, what you're saying sounds like it would be okay. Technically what you're saying, if you would make, let's say, 4 holes in the 4 extremities of the tuna can, and put in 4 wicks, technically that sounds like it would be okay, but practically I don't think I would do that, because the bottom line is that we don't do that. I've never seen anyone do that. And I would add one more point, that the whole idea of Pirsume Nisa is that people recognize that you lit something in honor of Hanukkah. You do something like that, I don't think anyone's going to recognize it was in honor of Hanukkah. I think that your Pirsume Nisa is for your fellow soldiers. You have a bunch of guys around you. You have to do something that's as close to Chanukiah as possible so that they see that you lit something in honor of Hanukkah. And that's why I think I would definitely try to do even just 1 flame is probably better than doing the 4 that we just discussed.
I think in actual terms, doing 1 flame, it would just look like we're just lighting the tuna to eat it, because it's normally what we do.
Really?
Yeah. It cooks the tuna underneath.
But if you make the brother together, so then that's Pirsume Nisa.
You're right. That's another hiddur that's mentioned. That you you shouldn't light your Hanukkah candles where you usually have your candles lit to give light at night. Meaning you could say, this is the light we light every night in order to make light in our bedroom. So now this is in honor of Hanukkah. Let's make a blessing. So that's not so nice, because no one will notice that you did it in honor of Hanukkah. By the same token, if you're saying in the army, you often light something coming out of the tuna can to heat up the tuna. I didn't know you do that. So then you're right that you miss out on the Pirsume Nisa by doing that. It's not the ideal way. It's not the ideal, because you're right. It's not discernible that way.
So in that case, because that's the case, if the chapak, you know, the mempe drove by the stakeout and didn't just see that we're burning tuna just to eat it. It would be one big flame like normal. He said he saw three small individualized flames. That would be very obvious, and it was on Chanukah. It would be very obvious that it was done in honor of Chanukah.
Not necessarily, because people have never seen a Chanukiah that has a flame coming out of it at 12 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 6 o'clock. That's why I'm not so sure that they'll notice that it's a Chanukiah.
But there would be no other sense to be doing that unless it was Chanukiah.
I would still try to maintain a straight line, because I don't think the average soldier will look at that and think it has anything to do with Chanukah. I think it's better. On this point? Yes.
Why don't you just take the tuna oil and put it in a different vessel? Take one other vessel.